Every company is only creating more digital media files in order to stay relevant. So how does a company find, use, and reuse those digital media files when they need them? The answer is metadata. And the solution is MyDamnServices.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to My Damn Services. My Damn Services, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. My name is Frank DiCarlo, and the man online and co-founding with me is Henrik de Geer.
Hello, everyone.
Today, Henrik and I are going to be speaking on all the damn reasons that support who is managing metadata and how that significantly affects the digital asset employer and practitioner. Digital asset management, DAM, of course, is comprehensive software that safely stores, organizes, and shares digital media files like photos and videos. In our 40-plus years of experience, Henrik and I bring a wealth of knowledge to many phases and aspects of your DAM journey, and we're here to help. So let's get to it. The management of your digital assets are only as strong as your metadata. You can have the best digital asset management system known to DAM, but if your metadata is weak or entry is lagging, the return on investment bottleneck begins to stagnate your assets, and those files, images, videos that your company has spent so much time and money on to create will not reach the teams that need them. So, Henrik, do you want to start off and speak a little bit on the distinction in who is managing metadata today?
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, absolutely. So the why do you need dedicated individuals to work on metadata? Typically, you have specialities within your organization or company. Sometimes it's tedious. It definitely needs to be consistent. And it doesn't necessarily have to be consistent for every single asset or every single file that you're producing. Otherwise, it's not helpful at all. Because if everything's tagged with the company name, well, that's great. It may be with the company name's assets for the sake of argument, but you need categorization instead so that it's categorized by the products or services or the individuals or whatever is necessary for the categorization, and the more importantly, that categorization helps the searchability, right, for those assets. And the who is typically the individuals who have the knowledge and how to do this properly, right, and tag it consistently, and importantly, categorize it with the necessary information. Sometimes it's institutional knowledge. Sometimes it's very specific to the product and they need product information about it. Sometimes it's knowledge about something else, right? Whether it's scientific knowledge, whether it's knowledge of the media in question, or the creation, or the why it was created, or what's it for, or who's it for. But the who, the individuals who are creating the metadata, aren't necessarily your audience, right? The people who are going to search for it are not necessarily the ones who are going to apply the metadata. That's a key thing to understand. So they aren't necessarily incentivized as much as the people who want to find it again. And that's very key information to know about. But more importantly, what happens if you don't have dedicated people to doing this? Well, either it doesn't get done, number one, which is crucially a big, big mistake if you're going to have a digital asset management system. Because back to Frank's point, if you don't have metadata and you have a DAM, and you have a bunch of assets in your DAM, you're not going to find those assets in a very quick fashion, which is the entire point of a DAM in the first place. If you can't find it, you can't use it, right? So the who that's going to apply that metadata to your assets in a consistent fashion, so it's categorized, so it's searchable, needs to be consistent and available as often as you have new assets that are created or acquired by your organization. So that team, whether it's a team or individuals or a individual that's going to be available to do that, needs to be there. And if it's not done, it's not done consistently. And more importantly, your damn vendor is not going to do it for you, right? The vendors that are selling you the technology are not applying the technology for you. And if you think that AI tagging is going to do it alone, you're mistaken, because that's a nice pass through. It's a nice maybe surface level covering, but the humans will do a much better job, not necessarily as fast, because we all know that machines are faster than humans, but more consistently and potentially more accurately, because accuracy is still paramount for everyone. that they need to know the difference between, obviously, the difference between an apple and a banana, but difference between what kind of thing it is, right, within your own institution, as accurate as you need to know it. So accuracy is still relying on humans at this point in time. We wish it was machines. It would be done a lot faster. But what, since it's not, this is why we're offering My Damn Services. And the key thing is you need to understand how many assets that you have that are created or acquired and how cyclical it is, whether it's just your legacy assets, whether you're a 10-year-old company or a 100-year-old organization, right? And understanding who's going to do that information, that information gathering and applying metadata on your assets.
So yeah, the great points, Henrik. And for people that have been involved and have digital asset management systems, they know the importance of metadata and how crucial it is in being able to find what you need. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misconceptions with AI, with people just starting to get involved in digital asset management, think that's going to be a big part in their success. Because it's true. I mean, there's a lot of great damn vendors out there, but they really are interested in selling you the software, and it's up to you and vendors like ourselves to help you make it work. It hasn't really changed over the years. Metadata for a digital asset management professional continues to be a huge part of what they're doing. And that could be as little as 40% or as large as 90%, depending on the responsibilities and what's entailed in their what they need to do. So the who can really translate to the amount of time that your assets are being tagged properly. We've discussed in other webinars how the responsibilities of digital asset management professionals have changed today, that there's a lot more having to do with user adoption, governance, and taxonomies, and moving everything through the enterprise. But the consistent the nature of digital asset management has to do with how you search, because if you can't find it, your asset management system isn't really doing you a lot of good. So it's important to remember that the who is dictates the amount of time that is spent on actual metadata entry.
Yep. And so My Damn Services offers that augmentation of that who, because obviously you need a damn professional or a professional who's going to be tagging your stuff and applying metadata to your stuff, your digital assets, your audio, your video, your text, your graphics, your photos, but also and quality checking it as well if it's done by multiple parties. But more importantly, if there's a large amount, like say over 1,000, I think it's well worth the effort to potentially looking in the option of using mydamnservices.com to augment that work so that, back to Frank's point, you can have your damn professional and those people doing their job, but then it can be augmented 24/7 or for a large project, whether it's all your legacy assets or for a very large seasonal project, for example, or if you have something that's a heightened amount of number of assets, we can definitely help with that.
Yeah, significantly increase production, faster time to market, and round the clock if that is what's needed. You know, believe it or not, there aren't a lot of who's out there that actually enjoy entering metadata, and sometimes it's left as the last resort to what their job is because it actually it needs to get done. But if that was eliminated for them, or at least supplemented by our services and being able to help them with that, you get that much more done in a given amount of time. So we're happy to help.
For sure. Great. So check out mydamnservices.com or send us an email at solutions@mydamnservices.com. Who applies metadata to your digital media assets? Find out how My Damn Services can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.